Woodlands County. Taxes in Woodlands County will be going up 3.1% after Council passed its 2024 tax bylaw May 8. We're following the recovery plan for one more year, said Andrew World, the county's interim director of corporate services. World presented the analysis and explanation for the increase. Council adopted a five-year financial recovery plan in 2019, which provided for a 3% annual increase to municipal tax revenue. This is the final year of the plan. The guidelines state that pursuant to the MGA, Municipal Government Act, Council must pass the tax file annually using a municipal affairs methodology and template. The county will collect a total of just under $31.2 million in taxes for the 2024-2025 year, April 2024 to March 2025, including county operating and capital funding and requisitions for police and school costs. Those requisitions total just under $6.1 million. The estimated police cost for the 2024 fiscal year is just under $500,000. The expense is part of the protective services operating costs. World remarked that last year, the police cost in the budget was paid directly to the province. School taxes, also, went up significantly, said World. He clarified that the school requisitions are based on the adjusted Woodlands County property assessments as per the ASFF, Alberta School Foundation Fund. World explained that property assessments increased at different rates in different categories. The total value of residential property assessments increased by 6% from 2022 to 2023, where non-residential property assessments for the same period increased by 2%. Designated industrial property assessments saw an increase of 4%. The county will collect just under $25.1 million in general municipal taxes from properties with a total assessment value of just under $2.6 billion. School taxes for the county will total just under $5.2 million on assessed property values of just under $1.7 billion, with another $148,000 collected for opted-out school boards on $58 million in assessed property value. The Lac Ste. Anne Seniors Foundation total tax levy is just under $570,000 this year on a total assessment value of just under $2.4 billion, while the Barrhead District Social Housing Association levy will be just over $44,000 on total assessed value of just under $200 million. The General Designated Industrial Property Tax Levy is just under $128,000 on total assessed property value of just under $1.7 billion. Itemized estimates for this year's taxes were provided to the Council at previous meetings December 20, 2023, and April 24.